Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday show. The phones are open for you. If you want to join us, that's the thing that we do here. We open phones and allow you to talk to a national radio listening audience as well as some people on the internet.
We're worldwide.
We are indeed. We're
all around the globe. Or
did you say all around?
All around the globe. Yeah, I stumbled on my words there, sorry.
In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
There's a lot.
Well, I'm glad we're on our verbal game, both of us, today.
Yes, yes.
A lot of the news that we can talk about, but Top Gun came out with a sequel after, what, 30, almost 30, 35, something like that?
Breaking news, years? Tom Cruise looks the same. That guy's like a vampire, man. He, like, doesn't age. I mean, you can tell he's older than he was in that movie, but, like, as far as all of the other people that you'd recognize from that movie, if you remember any of the characters at all, Tom Cruise looks the most the same. Then everybody else looks, of course, age-appropriately aged, but Tom Cruise still has, you know, a clean-shaven face and black hair.
What's that religion that he's
Scientology.
In?
Scientology. I was going to say, must be all those secret Scientology powers.
Are the Scientologists the same people who are, like, trust the science and believe the science?
No. The Scientology are the people that, like, so they start out with, like, hold these two rods, and if you can keep this needle in the middle, then you're one of the chosen ones.
What do they call that?
Wait, I have no idea. That's how the old well drillers find water. With the witching rod or whatever it is.
Oh, divining
dowsing.
Rod.
Divining rod, yes, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dowsing, yeah.
I'm so rusty on my Scientology, and I shouldn't be, because we actually had a radio station in Clearwater, Florida. Now, this is probably a decade ago, but Clearwater is where the Scientology home base is. And a lot of people that live in Clearwater are Scientologists, and so our signal on Saturday night was being heard by these Scientologists, and we were talking about them one night, and they started calling in, and it was really an interesting show, because these are the kind of people who will sue you if they don't like what you're saying. So they're a very litigious group.
I'm trying to think of what they call the things inside of you, the thetans.
Yeah. Which, as far as I can tell, so theta is a Greek letter that has always been attached to death. So it's the deathy bits inside of you.
Huh.
And the deathy bits, those are the problems. So you got to get rid of your deathy bits.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't have remembered the name of it. The E-meter is what it is called.
The E-meter.
The originally, the electropsychometer is an electronic device.
That's a good band name.
Or
electropsychometer.
Displaying the electrodermal activity of a human being. It is used for what they call auditing. That was it. That was the jargon that I was looking for. You are audited by the Scientologists, and then they give you, I think it's like, you know, you've got too many thetans. You need to sign up for our classes, and then you can go from level to level to level, and of course you have to pay them. That's the thing with Scientology. You have to pay them to advance in levels, as I understand it.
Yes. What's funny about Scientology is a friend of mine who was dating a girl who was, I would say, becoming a Scientologist. I don't know that that she was when I first knew her, but then, you know, they maintained a relationship and she started going to, you know, their church and all that kind of thing. And at some point, you know, he went with her to a gathering of some sort, and he was like, no, this isn't for me or whatever. What was I going to say? I had a point for all this.
Whatever. What happened to them?
Well, they broke up ultimately.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, and she, like, moved away and, like, sort of nobody ever heard from her again a thing. Like, she sort of disowned at least the people that I
yourself.
Know.
You're too full of thetans.
Yeah, I think I remember her surfacing once at some sort of a, like, a band reunion show or something like that, and that was about it. Hey, how you doing? I'm great.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, the two things I always think of. Number one, invented by, what, L. Ron Hubbard, and he never joined the religion that he created.
Yeah. Really?
Like, for me, that's a red flag.
I remember what it was, my point that I was getting to.
Yeah, no, he created it on a bet. Like, you know, I forget which author, because, like, he was in some weird groups at the time. But, yeah, no, he made a bet that he could make a religion, and it would take off, and he won.
How do you create a thing and not join
thing? He studied what do the religions do, what do they offer, and how do they make money. And that was one of the big things, like figuring out, okay, so what's your financial plan on this? And like, oh, okay, so there's kind of a pyramid schemey element to it, and I can recreate that. And okay, what do you offer, like, you know, to make people feel better? Okay, I can do that. And he just designed this religion based on looking at other religions that had been successful. And, like, no, he didn't join. He knew it was nonsense because he had made it up.
But the
thing was, like, if you design this thing based on other religions, then people do, in fact, find value in it because you're copying something
that works.
Has been valued. So
the how-tos of how to make a religion are rather well known. Pretty sure you can go online and get, like, the seven basic principles of how to form religion. But this particular person that I'm remembering, who was a Scientologist, I was telling somebody else about, who happened to be a Christian. And they were saying something, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember their exact words, but they were saying something like, can you believe that people just sort of believe a bunch of words written down into a book from a guy that nobody knows, and they think that that is the one true religion?
They need to believe words written down in a very old book by a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I of course pointed out, I said, you realize you're describing your religion right now?
No,
it's different.
Mine was written down a lot longer ago by a lot more than one person.
And a lot more people believe in it.
And translated out of Latin. And that
is one of the things about, like, so it's still currently practiced, but it's not popular enough. I mean, similar to Mormonism, it's a lot easier to, like, pick things apart. And so you can, you know, see things like, wait, you believe in the Dark Lord Xenu? And it's like, yes, but you don't find that out
until way
into it. And, well, that's true of a lot of religions. That, like, okay, well, yeah, sure, we have some harder-to-believe things that we won't tell you about until you've already been in it long enough that you've got sunk costs.
Yeah, you got to buy this.
Yeah.
Isn't Hebrew, like, unwoke? Shouldn't it be, like, Zebrew?
I have no clue.
No more Shebrews?
No, I mean, that's also, like, not woke, right? Should it be
Zebrew? Ooh, I like that.
I'm happy to talk about Scientology tonight. I mean, that wasn't my intention, but it's like whenever you bring up Tom Cruise, it's got to be brought up, right?
Yeah.
If you are a former Scientologist, if you're a current Scientologist, you know, feel free to weigh in here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's more interesting, of course, to talk to the former Scientologists, the ones that were involved, and then they somehow got out, you know, for whatever. And that's, like, getting that story is always interesting. Like, how did you go from being a believer in this thing? What opened your eyes to say, this is crazy?
There are people, though, that have become Scientologists and left that don't want to talk about it.
Because Scientology will come after them?
I don't know. I've never been able to
get... They're very,
like,
litigious. That's one reason
I've
why.
I've never been able to get, like, a hard reason out of it other than, yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Like someone's told you personally.
Yeah, I wanted
not
to know.
They don't come on the air, but they just don't want to talk to you one-on-one.
I wanted to know, like, how did you, you know, why, how, you know, what changed your mind, that kind of thing. Like, I don't want to talk. I mean, of course.
I mean, well, and you find this is true with a lot of different things, like Scientology, a lot of various other religions, secret societies, or, like, you know, someone who's like, you know, Edward Snowden, right? Like, hey, I got out of the NSA. Let me tell you what we were up to while I was in there.
Actually, it also kind of happens when you, at least for me anyway, I can speak personally, when I sort of... It came out of the fog of statism. I don't know what you want to call that process, but in the process of realizing that, you know, the state is not great, that it is not some sort of noble organization that society has put together for the benefit of... it's an organization of violence that, well, does violence to other people in order to get their way, Right. And so when you come out of that and you're, you know, watching media or reading materials that are, you know, aiding in you sort of leaving that, you experience this sort of, like, am I going to be okay? Is somebody going to come after me? Like,
it is a lot like leaving a religion, because statism is absolutely a religious belief.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got more coming up, including Top Gun as military propaganda.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. Join us here. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You go to Bitcoin.com and then click Get Started at the top of the page. And that is where you can start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin has slipped below $30,000, about $29,800 as we speak for the original BTC. Of course, Bitcoin Cash is another option for you, as well as dozens of others, thousands of others. But you got to get started by learning the basics. So click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com.
I learned recently there's 19,000 cryptocurrencies.
And counting.
Yeah. Like,
that few, huh?
There were, the last time I remember mentioning it on this show, there was like 9,000.
Yeah.
So that number has doubled effectively.
I remember when I made a flyer for the local Bitcoin group here that has been at different businesses, just kind of a basic Bitcoin flyer. Probably like 2017 or something, there were 1,000 or 2,000
yeah,
at that time.
Yeah.
So
I didn't mean to
cut
you
off.
Yeah, for those who are, you know, a toe in the Bitcoin world, one of the things that I find helpful for, like, okay, well, there's 9,000 of them, and, like, I don't want to get caught in the hype on some of the crappy ones. So what I like to look at is, what is the volume? So, like,
trading
yeah,
is there?
Yeah, so when you go to the site that's, like, keeping track of all of them, what they usually start out with is
the market cap.
Yes, here's the market cap, which, like, I mean, there's a really easy way to fudge that, so it's like not especially reliable, and it's really susceptible to hype. Whereas if you click on the little button that says, well, sort it by volume, like, that's where you can see, okay, here's how much people are actually trading in this. So,
and that's at least a better indicator.
Yeah, exactly. And that way you can sort of go, okay, these are probably the ones that are more worth my time to figure
out. To look
out.
At. That's a good point. Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, learn the basics about crypto there. And if you want the latest news headlines, they've got those for you, too, over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to James in West Virginia. We started out talking about, we were going to get into Top Gun, but, of course, any discussion of Tom Cruise leads to Scientology. And, James, you wanted to weigh in. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm going to tell you a little story that happened probably before you were born. This happened in 1975. Were you born then?
I was three.
Okay. I was working at a local radio station as a disc jockey. And our chief engineer, a brilliant man, you talk about anything electric, he knew it. But he was also the head of the local Scientology so-called church.
Is Scientology that old? I wasn't aware that it was 50 or older.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only was he a big wig in Scientology, but so was his wife.
Okay.
And they used to constantly attend the conferences they had in Washington, D.C. at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an e-meter is nothing more than a galvanometer. You can go back then in the old days to Radio Shack, and for $25, you could make your own e-meter. It's a very simple, stupid device that any kid can make, right?
Yeah, I've heard it was something that showed up at, like, a lot of, carnivals and things like that as just a curiosity.
Right, right. But, you know, the thing that always amazed me was this man, this brilliant electrical engineer, knew what an e-meter was.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how it worked. And yet he was 100% convinced, as was his wife, that Scientology was the only true way to go. And that always amazed me. Okay, so he passed away some years ago, and I talked to his wife for the first time. She moved to Canada, which is where she originally was from, I think. Anyway, I asked her about, you know, she told me that she had left the church after 35 years.
Wow.
And she was so disillusioned with all the time and money, especially the money they wasted going through this clearing process.
Right.
So finally,
that's what they're told. They're getting rid of these bad thetans that are supposedly inhabiting your body or whatever.
That's exactly right. And, you know, she's now like 65 or 68 years old. And she just thinks back to all those years she wasted with this crazy organization. And you're right about one thing. She won't, other than she would not tell me why she turned. And like you said earlier, most of them who have left the church, so-called church, they will not discuss why they left or what happened to make them leave or to make them change their mind.
Weird.
And I think that, you know, there's been many reports of the Scientology guards or whatever they are coming after people who turn them in, so to speak.
Sounds like the mafia. So, once you get in, you can't get out.
That's exactly right.
Well, it is like a lot of religion sort of cults. There is that pressure to say, okay, well, you've been in this church for, you know, like you said, 30 years for this lady. All of her friends must have been Scientologists, right? Because the cults want you to shut out the rest of the world, generally. If they won't listen to you.
Yeah, 30 years in, you think you've pretty much isolated yourself from anybody that's outside your belief system.
Yeah, and so that makes it, of course, harder to leave when you know that you're going to lose your entire social support network. Everybody that you care about and who ostensibly cares about you, they're going to no longer be interested in helping you or being your
friend. They're not allowed to talk to you once you leave.
Right.
They are not allowed to acknowledge your existence.
Jehovah's Witnesses, there's so many different...
Yeah, the sect of Christianity I was raised in, they called it Mark and Avoid. And mostly it was if you were a former member you are excommunicated is what they would call it in Catholic terms. But I mean it's all the same thing.
Mormons,
like,
I think, do that
yeah,
too.
We're like, okay, you are a threat to our socialization.
Yep.
And we will not allow or tolerate any of our members talking to you.
But the Scientologists go further because, like I said before, they're very litigious. They're likely to bring a lawsuit. Oh, well, you're defaming our organization if you're talking about what really happens. And they, even if they don't succeed with the lawsuit, they can still use it as what they call lawfare, right? Where they attack you with a lawsuit. You then, if you're not incredibly wealthy, you're going to get broken financially by having to deal with that, hiring attorneys, dealing with depositions and all the nonsense involved in that. They've got plenty of money.
Do you guys remember the TV show that was on for weeks and weeks about Scientology and all the people who had left it?
Was this like the HBO special?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I did hear about it. It stirred up a lot of controversy.
Yeah, I'm surprised they weren't sued. But the point of my story was this. Tom Cruise, I don't want to call him an idiot. He's apparently a good actor. He's good at what he does. But I seriously doubt he's an electronic genius, whereas my friend was. And he knew exactly what was going on as far as the e-meter and all that stuff. And yet, he still bought into it. And that always amazed me.
Amazing. Thank you for the story tonight, James. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And if you are out there and you are formerly of Scientology, you're welcome to give us a call. You don't have to use your real name. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And probably the reason they didn't sue HBO is because they know HBO's got a bunch of lawyers too. Right? They're going to go after the easy marks, the people they can push around.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News. The GOP nominee for Senator of Pennsylvania is the celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His opponent, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick, conceded to Oz on Friday. He said it became clear to him that Oz would be the nominee with the recount largely completed. Oz will go on to face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the fall. Fetterman has been off the campaign trail in recent weeks after suffering a stroke. He said on Friday that he almost died and urged people to not ignore doctor's orders. A change of view will mean a change in jobs for a Republican congressman. New York's Chris Jacobs says he will not run for a second term. He broke from his party when he announced that he would support an assault weapons ban. Jacobs told the Buffalo News that the mass shooting in Texas and the racially motivated shooting at a Buffalo grocery store changed his stance. That prompted every elected GOP leader who endorsed his re-election bid to withdraw their support. Jacobs also lost the backing of the Republican and conservative parties in the Empire State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talking about Scientology to some extent here. Wasn't my intention.
We just kind of accidentally stepped in it.
Yeah, that's right. And it's hard to get out once you apparently get into Scientology because they will possibly threaten you with legal action.
I'm only worried about one of us because the other two of us are wearing footwear that are adequate for stepping in it.
And, you know, could be worse. I mean, it's not Islam. They won't kill you for leaving.
Well, I don't think that most in Islam will kill you for,
not
for leaving.
Not in America, sure. They can't really get away with it because they're not a dominant culture here. But no, that is actually part of Islam. You're not allowed to leave.
Wait, how does one become? Okay, so when I make fun of things, generally I do it because of something that exists, right? So the folks who are like, "You must believe the science," right? I call that scientism, right? And then there's the suffix ology, right? Like, when I'm making a cocktail that I believe is an original nobody else has ever made before, I'm engaging in the art of mixology, right? Mm-hmm. So how does ology fit into religions? Most religions are isms, aren't they?
Well...
Or tea, like Christianity or... I guess
usually, yeah. So ologies are the study of. I mean, it comes back to the root word for logic.
So then, in theory, the translation for Scientology is the study of science.
Right.
Which it is not, because it's a religion.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like People's Republic or Free Country. I mean,
military intelligence,
things, but
a little bit of a Zimmerman.
A what?
That's my repronunciation of oxymoron.
Ah. Yeah. And what I did want to point out just real quick, because it's fascinating to find out. So L. Ron Hubbard had an interesting life with the occultist side of his work. So he was in the Ordo Templi Orientis, the Aleister Crowley's outfit for a while. He was a Thelemite. He was involved with Jack Parsons, who was this big rocketry. Yeah, it was right before he found it. So this was like in the 40s, and so Dianetics was published in 1950. Mm-hmm. This was all right before he published Dianetics, which was the foundational work for the Church of Scientology. And, yeah, he was deeply involved in, occult sex magic and what he called the Babylon working, which is this trying to, summon an extra-dimensional being into a baby that gets conceived. Yeah, some wacky stuff.
I mean, on one hand... Sure, that's all wacky. On the other hand, he doesn't sound like he lived a boring life.
Yeah, that is a fact.
And according to Wikipedia, I mentioned this off the air, but you had said on the air that Hubbard was not involved in Scientology as far as being a member. But according to Wikipedia, did step down as the director in 1966.
Yeah, there's a difference between running a thing and being subject to it. So, he never gets to get judged by his own criteria, whereas if he's just running the thing, your word
the
is
criteria,
law.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, that's important to point out, but I'm glad we were able to clarify that, because it was when you said it, I thought, how could he possibly create this thing and not be involved? So he was involved. He just wasn't a member. Of course he wasn't a member. He was a creator of it.
Well, he doesn't have to go through clearing. He invented clearing.
He's perfect.
I only have one question about L. Ron Hubbard. Did he ever go to a cupboard to get his poor dog a bone?
I think that was his mother.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, my bad.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. So... We'll leave Scientology open. It's on the table, of course. You know, you can always bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to weigh in, feel free. But, Captain, you actually had wanted to talk about Top Gun, the new movie.
We ended
Maverick.
Up on Scientology because apparently Tom Cruise is really well-preserved. And
yes, the speculation was there was some sort of thing secret.
Yeah, and last time I saw a picture of Val Kilmer, he was not well-preserved.
He's not doing well.
I'm a little worried about how he's looking in this thing.
Word I saw today was that Val Kilmer didn't even do his own voice work in the movie.
Oh, really?
I don't know how he appears, but apparently whatever lines are spoken by him, he apparently can't even talk. I don't know if that's true. That's just I saw a headline about that, so I don't know if it's true.
To be fair, I have not seen the new Top Gun movie.
I have not either.
It's called Top Gun Maverick, but...
And we're not here to talk about the movie itself, which, by the way, is doing very well as far as...
It is, and it's...
Box office and all that.
It's not untrue to say that Top Gun Maverick is propaganda for the United States Empire.
If it's a military movie coming from Hollywood, you can bet 99.99% it's going to be military propaganda because, as you're going to, I'm sure, reveal here, Captain, the military, in order to give people, these producers or whatever, they want to get a jet, they want to get an aircraft carrier, they want to get a tank or whatever.
Yeah.
In order to get that, they got to give the script over to the military and then they, come back with their changes.
Yes, and in fact, this was pointed out by, of all places, the Los Angeles Times in an op-ed that says, why does the Pentagon give a helping hand to films like Top Gun? I'll skip the intro because we've already covered it, but the film's F-18s and other military gear are courtesy of the Pentagon.
Right. You can't just go rent that from your typical arms supplier who will, rent you a machine gun or something like that.
There are things like that that you could go and
there
rent.
There are some people who do have some military, like jets or whatever, but
if you also
want the real deal, you can't.
You could also engage, a foreign government to rent these things rather than the government done.
Yeah, you could.
That you happen to be subject to. But... I like that sentence the way they pointed out because this didn't cost the film anything, right? Like monetarily, right? These films have enormous budgets, so you would think that some money would have changed hands. in exchange, in addition to whatever, you know, they want to do with the script.
You would expect so, yeah.
But no, the film's F-18s and other military gear are courtesy of the Pentagon.
No, courtesy of the taxpayer.
Well,
because they're the ones footing the bill for it.
I don't know about
you, but... Hey, let's be fair. Courtesy of everyone using U.S. dollars throughout the world.
True, because of inflation.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't do real taxes anymore. Right. That's really just a way of manipulating the individuals living in this area. Right. That's not what actually funds the government. What funds the government is that people throughout the world spend these dollars that are always increasingly worth less and less,
correct,
which people are just starting to notice now.
I may stand alone here, but I find none of that very courteous.
Hmm.
Oh, stealing people's value out of their savings? Yeah, that's...
Correct. Or their paycheck, or sending men to, you know, in costumes to threaten them if they don't pay whatever it is they decide they pay. The other thing about...
So we shouldn't have all these peaceful people inadvertently funding a murder machine. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
You know, it's frustrating to look at a movie like Top Gun, which we know is, without having seen it, we know it's propaganda because the military supported it.
G.I. Joe! Sorry.
And looking here, I'm at RottenTomatoes.com, which, of course, is a movie website that shows you what the critics think and what viewers think. And a lot of times, critics and viewers don't line up. They do in this case. 97% fresh on the critics' tomato meter.
Tomatometer.
99% fresh on the viewers' tomato meter.
Wow.
And so, overall, people love this movie. And it's just so sad because, on one hand, you know, there are people in the United States who seem to understand that the U.S. government should not be doing warmongering around the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people were very happy to hear that troops were being brought home from Afghanistan, and people certainly soured on that a long time ago, the occupation of that.
Oh, everybody cheered when, was it Obama announced they were going to close Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
Still open, by the way.
So, on one hand, so people seem to have two minds about this. On one hand, they do seem to understand that war is detrimental and it's bad, but they sure do love themselves the wars.
Woohoo!
The glories of combat! Look at how shiny these explosions are!
We gotta blow them up!
Like, we're not even close. If 99% like blatant war propaganda, we're not even close to ending eternal war in this country. And I don't even know who the bad guy is in this movie. Is it the Russians this time? I don't know. You tell us. China? 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts here. The number is 603-283-6160, whether it be about military propaganda in Hollywood movies, which this is a new article because it's about Top Gun Maverick, the new sequel to Top Gun that it was just released within the last week or so. But it is not a new story. This has been going on for decades, where Hollywood has reached out to the Pentagon for assistance in production of movies involving military personnel or military craft, weaponry, etc. And the military says, sure, we'll let you use that tank, but just give us the script and we'll punch it up a little bit and give it back to you. And as long as you accept all of our changes, you get to use the tank. And we're going to learn more about that as well. Of course, if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I do want to say thanks to Igutsky, who is a silver supporter of the Free Talk Live AMPS program. AMPS.freetalklive.com stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way that you can help support what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is getting the ideas of liberty out there to mainstream broadcast radio, because honestly, there's no other show that is like this one. Nothing even comes close in broadcast radio. So if you like what we're doing and you want to help us out, join as Igutsky has done over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. He or she, I'm not sure which, is a silver level supporter for $5 a month. That's all we ask and really appreciate it. So once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. And I did want to just sidetrack here for a moment, because, Peakless, you had said that the punishment for leaving Islam is death. And while that is probably true in some extremist viewpoints, and there are probably people like that running governments in the Middle East, I don't know in which countries that is true, but I suspect that it is in more than one. It's not called for in the Quran. Mm. And so that's why I wanted to address here from allislam.org. And the reason I wanted to go look this up is, like, I know if Will Coley were here, former host on the show and a Muslim imam, he would have an answer for this. And so I dug around, and you have to dig for a bit, because you'll find website after website that says, you'll be killed if you, and in some places of the world, you probably will be. Mm. But whoever writes this says, apostasy, or denouncing one's religion, is unfortunately taken as a punishable offense by many Islamic scholars, even those who propound this view are unable to quote, or even though those who propound this view are unable to quote a single Quranic verse or hadith to support it. The fact is that while recanting Islam is a sin, there's absolutely no worldly punishment prescribed by Islam for it. Islam places great stress on freedom of conscience, including the freedom to choose one's religion, as one of the fundamental rights of all human beings. In the Quran, it states, quote, there should be no compulsion in religion. And also, quote, it is the truth from your Lord, wherefore let him who will believe and let him who will disbelieve. And then they cite which statements those come from. And I'll put this up on our social media for those of you that want to dig in deeper at social.freetalklive.com. But it says here, these verses prove that man is free to choose the religion that makes him happy and that rejecting Islam is not a crime. Unfortunately, the punishment of apostasy has now become death, even though this menacing concept does not claim a single Quranic verse as evidence. In fact, although the subject of apostasy has been brought up several times in the Quran, no mention has ever been made of its punishment. In verse 3, chapter 145, God states, quote, he who turns his back on his heels shall not harm Allah a whit, unquote, a clear indication that apostasy has no need for punishment. And similarly, chapter 2, verse 109 states, quote, whoever takes disbelief in exchange for belief has undoubtedly gone astray from the right path, unquote. Again, no mention of a punishment, nor is there evidence of such punishments in the life and practice of Muhammad himself, the one to whom the Quran was revealed. So I just thought that was interesting.
You have a big parallel here between, so in the United States Constitution, I have an absolute right to bear arms, to free speech, to press, to a right to my papers and my possessions unless through due process. Like, we have all of these. Oh, and a right to do literally everything you haven't made illegal yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to all these things on paper.
But
as far as it's actually done, it has nothing like that. Well, so you have the same parallel here, where in the text of their law, there's no, it doesn't call for the death of people who leave the religion, but in the actual application, that's how it works out.
Well, in some applications. As you pointed out, not in the United States.
Well, yeah, where you can get away with it.
Probably a lot of the rest of the world. Probably a good chunk of the rest of the world. But
you mean
when psychopaths are running,
where they don't have control of the government, yeah. I mean, where you have control of the government is where you can get away with killing people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that simple. So if you don't have control of the government,
I just thought it was important to point out that Islam itself does not call for it. That's all.
Islam, as its practice, does. So, like, a similar thing with
but there's a difference there. You're talking about the difference of the way humans are interpreting and applying.
So clearly, you may as well be saying that the American government does not call for the incarceration of people in Guantanamo Bay.
No, the government does.
Really? That's not in the Constitution.
Sure, it's not
right,
in the Constitution.
Right, the Quran is the Constitution of that
of Islam.
Well, of Islam, yes, exactly.
Well, I mean, you would, I guess the difference would be that the Quran is purportedly the word of God, and the U.S. government, even though we can acknowledge that it is ultimately a religion, I think most people acknowledge that it was written by men, right? Like, the U.S. government's Constitution is not purported, at least, to be the word of God.
It is purported to be the agreement that we all have.
Well, which that's obviously false, because
right.
We didn't sign it.
Right. And as it is as true that that is the agreement that we all have and keep, as to say that this is the perfect word of God. Like, this is what these are called, but this is nothing the sort of what actually gets done.
Yeah, it's the largest religion disagreement is that they all claim that whatever their sacred text is the word of God.
Right.
That's right.
Well, and in another example of this, so, like, I'm sure you're aware of all of the hubbub about depicting Muhammad.
The El Ram hubbub?
Yes, yeah.
So there's nothing in there specific about that. It's just that that's how they apply, weirdly enough, something that's in Judaism and Christianity as well, you're not supposed to make a graven image, which you can interpret that either loosely or tightly, but you're and they interpret it very,
quite
very
tightly. Yeah.
Like, you are not supposed to make any kind of images of actual things, and especially of especially important things.
I just don't think it's fair to say Islam calls for a thing when the people in Islam differ on how they will talk about these things, right? So you can't make that blanket statement. You can say certain governments who are run by people who purportedly believe in Islam are psychopaths, and they will put you to death for this thing. But others will not. Others will, you know, acknowledge you and, you know, let you make the choices that you want to make and just say, well, God will deal with it when you die. So I think that we can just acknowledge that there are different viewpoints on this.
Well, I still think it's accurate to say that Islam calls for this when you find out. Well,
only certain people call for it. Islam is a concept.
Okay. American government is a concept.
Made up of people.
Right.
And the people in the government are using violence against people.
Right.
But there are still some good ideas in the founding documents, like freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can look at the founding documents and say that the people who are interpreting them are not interpreting them in the way that we would think that they should.
Well, there's some great ideas. There's some terrible ideas.
I
mean, like unapportioned taxes.
And there's some terrible ideas.
Like it says, no unapportioned taxes, but then it tells you, here's how you apportion taxes. So, I mean, that is a terrible idea. You shouldn't have both of those in the same
document. And I'm not saying that the Quran is full of all good ideas. I'm not saying that at all.
And sure, there are some good ideas in there as well. There's some good ideas and some terrible ideas, but that doesn't really matter if that's not what's being followed. What's being followed is
some follow it and some don't.
Well, when the people who are practicing this take over an area, this is what gets done.
That's not true. They've taken over, was it Dearborn, Michigan or whatever, and they're not executing people there.
They haven't really taken over Dearborn, Michigan.
Wasn't that? I thought it was Dearborn. There's one Michigan town that's like run by Muslims.
I'm not familiar.
They're still subject to the U.S. federal government.
Okay.
And the government of the state of Michigan and so on.
Well, the Muslims that I know, I don't believe that they would do those things that you're talking about. And obviously the ones that wrote this do not agree with you. So I just don't think
Muslims
it's fair. I think you're collectivizing Muslims here.
Okay, well, Muslims that you know are, I assume, not in favor of government in general.
Right. So why can't they be acknowledged as part of Islam?
That's a very different way of practicing.
I know one thing's for certain, and that's people seem to enjoy killing in the name of religion, regardless of the religion.
There's plenty of Christians that go to war.
Look at the Catholics.
There's a lot of Christians that go to war, and yet we don't say that Christianity supports war. I mean, the word of Jesus is pro-peace.
Right.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but it's probably the majority of Christians that support war. At least that's the way it seems, don't you think?
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.